For the past 4 months, polls had shown consistent and strong opposition to Mayor Norm Coleman's plan to bring the Minnesota Twins across the river. And from the moment election results began trickling in, it seemed the pollsters had gotten it right. By about 9:30 last night, Coleman conceded the fight was over.
The voice of the people is to say no, not yes. Am I disappointed in that? Absolutely. I must say, you know, very, very disappointed. Not disappointed for me, but disappointed for St. Paul. This is a tremendous vision, tremendous opportunity. But in the end, in this business, you got to live with the voice of the people, and they have spoken.
And they spoke in record numbers. Ramsey County election officials estimate voter turnout was above 60%. More than twice the number in the last off-year election without a mayor's race, and close to last year's turnout when Governor Jesse Ventura was swept into office. Coleman's concession speech sparked a round of applause among opponents of the stadium sales tax.
We've just been told that Mayor Coleman has conceded this election.
Holly Roden chairs the steering committee for Progressive Minnesota, a group opposed to the stadium initiative. Roden called the election results a vindication for grassroots organizing.
It's a lesson that when people put their time and energy in an issue that they care about, it beats money. And that's the lesson that we need to learn. And congratulations to everybody for a job very well done on this campaign.
The exact amounts spent by the two camps during the summer-long debate won't be clear until final campaign disclosure forms are filed next month. But previous filings showed pro-stadium forces outspending opponents more than 5-1. Despite the lopsided funding, stadium tax supporters said they weren't surprised by the final results, including Twins president Gary Bell.
We were not shocked because the polls had showed all along that this was an uphill struggle. So can't be terribly surprised, disappointed, but not surprised.
Bell declined to comment on what the future holds for the Twins now that the St. Paul effort appears dead. The Twins' lease at the Metrodome runs through the 2000 baseball season. Afterwards, they have the option to renew or seek other accommodations. Last night's voting also appears to negate a tentative deal reached between Twins owner Carl Pohlad and sports investors Glenn Taylor and Robert Naegele. Taylor owns the Minnesota Timberwolves, and Naegele is the lead investor in the Minnesota Wild. Last month, the two agreed to buy the Twins for $120 million, contingent on approval of the stadium tax by St. Paul voters. Naegele would not discuss the possibility of alternative arrangements for a transfer of ownership.
We'll have to reevaluate where we are tomorrow. This is the anticipation was that we would be here in St. Paul with a victory. And so beyond that, we have no comment.
After last night, whatever new steps might be taken will have to be outside of St. Paul. Attention will now likely turn to Minneapolis and Hennepin County, which have been quietly assembling a stadium package of their own. But Coleman expressed his doubts about whether such a plan could work.
I would be supportive. I would be supportive of keeping Major League Baseball, absolutely. I, from the very beginning, though, I didn't think that plan had any possibility. There's no way. If the people aren't going to say yes, I don't think any of the politicians are going to stand up and say, we're going to do anything without the people having, being heard.
If the stadium debate migrates back to the West Metro, organizers with Progressive Minnesota say they'll continue their fight against publicly funded sports facilities. Johanna Jeanette is a University of Minnesota student and an intern with Progressive Minnesota. She says their case has been strengthened by the St. Paul results.
I think that winning this campaign is going to help us out a lot because Minneapolis is going to say, if St. Paul didn't want it, why are we going to want it? And I hope that hopefully they'll think about it before they try running this campaign again.
Progressive Minnesota would already have a leg up in any Minneapolis stadium discussion. During the last debate in 1997, the volunteer group successfully championed a ballot initiative limiting any city contribution for professional sports facilities at $10 million. For Minneapolis to spend more would require a referendum, much like yesterday's. I'm Michael Koo, Minnesota Public Radio.